up top,
and then yeah, get the Christmas out of the way, and then just move on.
Squeeze out.
Get the Christmas out of the way.
All that Christmas nonsense.
You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast when it's spring and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights. In sight, all right.
Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lara Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
Excellent. This coffee is hitting the spot.
It's perfect drinking temperature.
Complements the puppet chow.
Today is December 23rd. It's the eve of Christmas Eve.
Yes.
That most cherished of holidays.
Yes.
And
my kids were trying to figure that out. And I said, you know, today's always tomorrow's Eve.
Mm.
You say, yeah. It's tomorrow's Eve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always tomorrow's Eve.
Right.
Today is.
Today is tomorrow's Eve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's today. It's December 23rd. And in
our... This will likely release Christmas Eve or Christmas or maybe even
maybe
after.
Never. It is, in our household, December 23rd is the traditional baking day.
Mm.
That's when we bake.
Yes, which is today.
It's today. So we've been baking. Baking is happening at my house right now. I hope to go home to a warm chocolate chip cookie.
Mm. Is that what this came from?
Yep.
Was this today?
This morning.
Did it have time for the freezer?
It's been in the freezer, but not all day. I mean, but it was cold when I brought it.
The best part of the puppy chow is the clusters.
Yes, which I took.
You took the biggest cluster.
Mm-hmm. But you will notice each one of these pieces are very well coated.
There.
I made this myself. There's the key with making puppy chow is you scale down the amount of Chex Mix that they say.
Yes.
So if they say to use, 12 cups of Chex Mix, use 10.
So the question is, these look muddy, more brown.
They're I could have used white. A little bit more powdered sugar.
That's what I was going to say, yeah.
But I used more than I thought I was going to, and we had to save the powdered sugar
for some other
things. Ended up that I needed to go get more anyway, so I would have used more, but it still tastes good. I think it's just an appearance thing. I don't think it tastes that much different without more powdered sugar. But, ooh, there's a good cluster. But we've got hot coffee from McDonald's, puppy chow in hand. It's Christmas Eve, snow, Santa Claus, all that crap.
I like to say Merry Christmas as obnoxiously as possible to as many people that it looks like it might offend.
Really?
Yeah. You can tell by looking at people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, season's greetings, happy holidays. At work, they read like...
Season's greetings, happy
holidays.
It's
so stupid. They read, may your heart be warm during this seasonal time. Like, stop.
I know, stop.
Just say Merry Christmas.
Just say Merry Christmas.
You know what I even like to do? You know what? Happy birthday, Jesus.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Jesus.
That's even more of a Merry Christmas. Yeah.
Today, I walked around Big Lots without a mask saying Merry Christmas to everybody.
With a Trump hat. Four more years. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
If you're Jewish and you want to do the Hanukkah.
That's fine.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
But then you should say Happy Hanukkah.
Yes.
I'd rather say Happy Hanukkah than Happy Holidays.
If someone said Happy Hanukkah to me, I would not be offended.
I'd be like, you know what?
Happy
you
Hanukkah.
You have a Happy Hanukkah.
That's right. Let's all have a Happy Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm. The 7 days.
12?
12.
I think it's 12.
But the last seven are the best.
I don't know.
That's the seven Lords of Leaping.
No, that's not Hanukkah.
It's the 12 days of Christmas.
It's not the 12 days of Hanukkah.
Hmm. Happy holidays. I've watched already once my favorite Christmas thing to watch. And I'm not exaggerating. You might think I'm exaggerating, but I love Christmas.
Yeah.
And my favorite Christmas thing to watch, I found last year on YouTube. It was the Muppets Christmas special from 1987.
Yes.
We videotaped it.
Where they get snowed in?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had it on VHS.
Yeah.
And they go to visit Fozzie's mom to surprise her.
I feel like it might be on Disney Plus.
It's not. I've looked. Okay. Unless they put it on recently. Okay. I've looked for it.
I thought we've seen it recently. Do you remember watching it, Stella? We've seen it recently somewhere.
Listen, if it's on Disney Plus, I'll be happy because
it's on
higher quality. I'm going to look for it.
Yeah.
I've already watched it on YouTube. So they go to visit Fozzie's mom out in the country, like looks like New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, something like that. And they go to visit her for Christmas.
Yes.
And right when she's about ready to walk out, she's going to go to Florida for Christmas. But now she stays. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
The Fraggle Rock makes an appearance.
I was just going to say, I think my favorite part is the Fraggle Rock crossover.
Yeah.
Because
Sesame Street crossover.
I was all about Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock was
awesome. I love Fraggle Rock.
Turns out Fraggle Rock is located directly below Fozzie's mother's house. It's like the basement of her house is Fraggle Rock.
Yeah. I don't quite understand that because... Don't they also exit into another world where there's bigger creatures where they capture them and eat them? Is that inside of Fraggle Rock into another realm?
Not real.
Are these portals?
On the Fraggle Rock lore. All I know is that I watched this special and they went down to the basement and there was like a hole in the basement.
Yeah.
And Kermit and his nephew walked
Scooter.
Through. Scooter, that sounds about right. And, you know, and in Fraggle Rock, they don't give Christmas presents. They re-gift things. Mm. And there's a yellow pebble that they give each other. And it's been gifted 37 times, they said. Well, last year, you gave it to me. And you gave and the year before that, you gave it to me.
Is the yellow pebble a nugget of gold?
It just looked like a yellow rock to me. It wasn't shiny at all. And just as they're leaving, they talked about the yellow pebble. And one Fraggle gave it to the other Fraggle, and he was so happy to have it, you know, just so honored to have the yellow pebble. And as they were leaving, Kermit and his nephew are walking out, and they're like, hey, I want to give you the yellow pebble. Mm. And Scooter takes it, and I'd be like, no, this is like...
This is a Fraggle Rock thing.
This, I can't... Yeah. Once now it's out of...
Is he going to be back for next Christmas?
He's not going to be back for next Christmas.
So 38 times it's been transferred,
and then he
and it will never come back.
Thanks. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just, you know what I mean? Like, it's a treasured possession. And for him, he's like, okay, I guess I'll take it.
It's a yellow rock.
So anyway, I don't know. If you just look, 1987 Fraggle or Muppet Christmas special, it's awesome. I mean, it's not great, but it's very nostalgic. What I wish I could find is the version on YouTube that kept the commercials.
Yes.
Whoever did it edited the commercials out. Now, I want the commercials.
Give me the commercials.
Yeah, I want to see that. Here's my favorite Christmas commercial of all time.
Okay.
Do you know what it's going to be?
No.
Do you have one?
I don't know. My favorite commercial of that era is the McDonald's. It's Mac tonight. And it's the big half moon head.
It's Mac tonight. Yeah, you reminded me about that, and I had forgotten about it.
Yeah.
And it was just like my brain exploded.
It's Mac tonight.
And I was like, I had just completely forgotten about
it. It's fantastic.
That. It was
He's
a
got
big
the
deal.
Sunglasses on. Why do you have sunglasses at night? He's a moon. I don't know.
But we do like McDonald's.
Yeah.
So
they need to bring that back.
Why have they not brought that back? It's probably racist in some way, and we don't know. Or sexist or misogynistic.
Are you a moonophobe?
A moonophobe?
You don't like moons?
They
offend you.
I don't mind moons. I just want
them to
stay on their side of the space.
New moon, half moon,
full
moon.
I'm a crescent moon guy.
Crescent moon.
Yeah.
So like communism.
I thought that was the Muslim thing was the crescent moon.
Either way, I'm not going crescent moon.
I like a crescent moon.
A half a moon.
My favorite Christmas commercial.
Yeah.
It'll make me cry.
Okay.
I'm not lying.
Oh, the dog?
No, that's a great commercial.
Tell
it's
that one
not
really
a Christmas
quick.
One.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
No. It's just the commercial that legitimately made my wife cry. Like alligator tears. Not like welling up.
Tell that
I'll
one.
I'll well up
when
I watch a commercial that's, you know, but she's like
crocodile
bawling.
Tears. Yeah.
So the commercial is there's the woman at home in the kitchen, as she should be.
Yes.
And she's...
You know why that's women have shorter feet than men?
Because it gets them closer to the kitchen counter?
Closer to the kitchen sink.
Yeah. So so she's at home doing whatever. And in the kitchen, through the kitchen door, run the dad, the two, and... I'm sorry. She's at the kitchen. The two kids are eating cereal.
Yeah.
Dad comes in the back door with a dog.
Yeah.
And the
like
kids,
a puppy.
Puppy. The kids are flipping. Oh, we got a... Oh, yeah. And then the mom looks at the dad, and there's a bit of a concern there. And she goes, but I thought you said we wouldn't get a dog until we got the house. Just like that. And I was like, oh, that's a nice little commercial. And I walk over, and Eric's like... I'm like... Are you crying from that commercial? like 30 seconds ago.
Yeah.
You didn't, you know what I mean? Like you went from 0 to 60 like yeah. that.
Well, that's what women do.
Well, my favorite Christmas commercial
okay.
is it's a wintry scene on the outside, right? So you see the house from the outside that's snowing, there's some Christmas decorations up, and then you're inside the house and you can tell it's a winter's morn, probably Christmas morning it feels like, right? Mm. There's a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And in the front door, very quietly opens, there's this guy, he's like college age, and he opens up the door and he kind of looks around and then he sneaks into the kitchen and he makes some, he gets the Folgers out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
he's making some coffee, you know what I mean? And so the coffee's brewing and then the mom and dad are like, you know, like they smell it. They're walking yeah. down the stairs and he's obviously home
yeah.
from college and he made the coffee and he surprised them, you know, and then they're laughing about it, you know, and it's the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup. And it is like just touching,
yeah.
you know, it's the best Christmas commercial.
So when,
and then it kind of goes out, you know, and it says, you know what it says, Jason?
Merry Christmas.
It says Merry Christmas from Folgers.
Yeah. From 1986. Now, we used to do a joke just between you and me when we were younger. I was 16, you were 14, and I just learned to drive, and sometimes you would pass the road or you'd pass the house that you're starting to go to, so you'd pull up into another driveway and back out, three-point turn to turn around.
Right.
And do you remember what we used to say?
No.
At the time,
now I remember.
Listen, at the time, it was hilarious.
It was.
I think about it now, and I'm like, man, that's such an awful thing. It really is
dark.
Awful. Really, really dark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially at night with the lights.
Mm-hmm.
So you pull into some random driveway. The lights shine on the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you back out and drive away. But what we would joke is, as you pull into the driveway, the mom or the dad is looking outside and say, Johnny's home from the war.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, he's just backing up and driving away.
We thought it was hilarious.
Yeah. I think about it now. I'm like, oh, that's so bad.
Johnny's home from the war.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like, did
no,
think that was
Johnny's
funny.
Not coming back.
Well, anyway, this Folgers commercial just
he's
hits
a POW.
Me right in the feels every time. And it also reminds me of a Jim Gaffigan tweet. It was a quote.
Yeah.
And it said, Folgers is my favorite coffee. And, you know, and then underneath it was an idiot.
That's funny.
I thought that was pretty funny. So anyway, it is Christmas time. So I hope you gather around with your kith and kin.
And celebrate the birth of Jesus.
So yes, because it's Christmas.
Yes.
Gosh darn it. And if you're Jewish and you're not, you know, a Christian, then celebrate Hanukkah.
Yeah.
You know, or if you have another holiday. I mean, if you're really into, like, Kwanzaa.
I'm not even sure what that is.
I think some sort of African holiday.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really are into that,
yeah.
then say Happy Kwanzaa or yeah. Merry Kwanzaa or
whatever
else you would say.
Yeah.
You know. But all of this happy holiday stuff, I've had enough of it.
Season's greetings, that's the worst.
Season's greetings is awful. And, you know, McDonald's, they've done it too. You know, I mean, they just have a...
Well, they don't say anything. It's just a snowflake for all the snowflakes out there.
Well, we on Now Road Radio, we say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Why do you think the Merry got stuck in there? Why the Merry instead of happy?
Mary was the mother of Jesus.
Oh, is that how it's spelled?
I know, but I think it goes together.
Okay.
Mary... Christmas.
So should we right off
Christmas
the bat?
Christmas is mas is more in Espanol.
Hmm.
So it's more Christ.
Okay.
We need more Christ.
I mean, in Spanish, Christmas is Navidad. So, you know.
Listen, no hablé Espanol.
I know that. I think it would be hablo for you.
That I don't. I didn't do well in Spanish.
No, you didn't. It seems like you were in my Spanish class once.
Well, what happened was, they told us, they lied to us. They told us when we were freshmen, all the smart kids take French, all the stupid kids take Spanish.
It's the opposite. It's the stupid kids that believe that lie.
Well, I was one of those kids. Mm-hmm. So I took 1 year.
Because they're trying to fill out that French class. Because everybody yeah. would rather take Spanish. And so they want to trick people, all the stupid kids, into thinking.
Well, yeah. See, that was a thing. So then I took 1 year of French, and I'm like, I hate this. And I'm never going to use this.
No.
Now, Spanish, had I learned it, I would use it every day.
I don't know that that's true.
I would. If I could speak Spanish, I would use it.
Okay.
I'd be a bilingual translator in some
Oh, you think it'd be like your profession?
Oh, so my wife worked with, she was like 18, just graduated high school. She worked for UPS in the HR department. She was raised at Latin America, Mexico, something.
Your wife was raised in Latin America?
No, her friend.
Oh,
and
that would have been news.
But she lived here her whole life. So she was, her parents spoke Spanish, mm-hmm. although she grew up speaking English.
Okay.
She could speak both fluently and was very good at it. She got hired like at $25 an hour. This is like 15, 20 years ago
mm-hmm.
in the HR department because they would hire these Mexicans and she could speak to both of them, get applications filled out and all that stuff. And it was a great job. I'm like, yeah,
you know,
I need
to
learn Spanish.
To learn Spanish.
No, it is. There's a part, there's a, when you reach 40, you can't learn new stuff.
That means I got 6 months.
Yeah.
So seven, I got about 7 months.
You got a cramming to do.
All right. What should I learn?
I don't know. Like origami?
Okay.
I feel like that's more of a hobby than a skill set.
Hmm.
One of my kids want to learn origami.
I understand why Santa wears this hat when he's flying around.
Are you getting warm?
It is warm. Like it is like, I'm going to take it off because I can't quite do it anymore, but we'll keep it maybe like that.
Put it on Yoda.
We should put it on Yoda.
Yeah.
There we go.
Don't let your earbuds come out.
Let's
do Netflix.
Okay, there we go.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, or watch these shows with us. Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
My Netflix suggestion of the week
is
the holiday special.
Star Wars
Lego.
Oh, the Lego one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. On Disney Plus.
It's all right. It's okay.
And it's like an hour long.
Yeah.
And it's one of those where they jump through portals through
a lot of that.
Time and space. Mm-hmm. And they're going across the whole Star Wars galaxy, universe, whatever. It's pretty good. My kids liked it a lot.
I wish there had been more Star Wars holiday special references, like making
there
fun
was
of
the enough
old. There were some,
there was enough to make it special.
I wanted it to be a complete reboot of the holiday special.
Yeah,
which would have been awesome.
It would have been pretty good.
I mean, just make it bad on purpose.
I just love it that they incorporated the holiday special into Mandalorian
life day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just trying to get home and see my family for life day.
That's so great. Horatio Sanz is one of my favorite characters on that show.
Yeah,
and I'm so glad he came back in season two. He's so good.
So was that the first episode?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when that happened, I remember looking at my family like, wow, we're watching it. And like, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
This is perfect. Mm-hmm. They could not have done this any better. Happy life day. Trying to get home to see my family.
That's when I knew, this is a thing.
This is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the holiday, it's found on Disney Plus. You can watch it. It's an hour long. It's family fun.
Yeah.
You know.
I watched one of your Netflix suggestions the other day. Didn't you suggest that Rubik's Cube documentary?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you see it?
It was really good.
It was really good.
The Cubers or something like
something
that?
Something like that, yeah.
And
is that your suggestion?
No.
Okay.
It was like a tearjerker.
It was. See, that's the thing. So I was watching it with Gus and Teddy, and my wife walks by, and she looks at it. She's like, you guys are a bunch of dorks. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you watching stuff on Rubik's Cube? Like, no, you don't understand. This is a human interest story.
Yeah.
Like, this is a story of this autistic kid who basically was doomed for failure.
Mm-hmm.
And he discovered the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
And it's turned into something more than special.
Yeah.
And his interaction with other people and how he's maturing and growing. Yeah. And at the end, it really doesn't give anything away. It's just a documentary. But he loses that competition.
Yeah.
And it shows him
mm-hmm.
in a moment of failure
mm-hmm.
and frustration.
Which is what his parents were worried about. Like, how's he going to handle that?
That's right, because he had never lost. He was, like, undefeated. But it's actually really good for him because you learn how to lose. Right. Kids today don't know how to lose.
And what he kept on saying was, it's going to make us stronger, because he had been told that by the other guy, you know.
Which is true.
The one earlier in the episode, they showed him and he didn't do as well as he wanted to do. And he said he said the phrase twice. He goes, it was because of the luck or something like that. It was the luck, you know.
Yeah.
Which in other words, he's saying, you know, I just got a bad hand, you know, with the Rubik's Cube. But it was actually really good. If you're just interested in people.
Yes.
And that sort of thing, I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
So I want to say thank you for that suggestion.
Yeah. It's short, too. It's like 35 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how long it is. I have a theory, because it's a Netflix original. My theory is that they made it for that other documentary, We Are the Champions. But then they saw, like, this
it
is
turned
so
into something
good.
Else. Yeah.
It needs to be more than just an episode on that.
Did you see the We Are the Champions, the cheese roll?
Yeah.
Oh.
I watched every episode. Almost every episode.
We watched everyone, yeah.
And it has a very similar feel.
It does.
It could have been one of those episodes, but it was longer. And so my thought was, like, I think that they wanted it, it was special, and they wanted it to have its own thing.
It could be.
That's my suggestion.
It's excellent. That's on YouTube.
No, it's on Netflix.
I'm sorry, Netflix.
Okay.
I don't know what I'm thinking.
My Netflix suggestion, it'll probably be the Muppet Christmas special. Just pull it up on YouTube. It's all sorts of nostalgic in all the right ways.
Yeah.
And I love it.
So let's not get too deep into this, but you said there's a little crossover with Sesame Street.
Yeah.
We had an argument the other day at our sister's house.
Yes.
Big Bird.
Yes.
Boy. Or girl?
I always thought girl. I just assumed
Big
Bird was a girl.
I always thought boy.
Yeah.
My whole life, I thought Big Bird was a boy.
Yeah.
Because I think him and Snuffy, Snuffy's a boy, right?
Sure.
Am I right?
Yeah.
I thought him and Snuffy, they're like boy pals.
I always thought Big Bird was a girl. Always.
Wow. I just don't see that.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting is there's mixed data online.
Some people say boy, some people say girl. We don't really know. It's hard to figure that sort of stuff. I mean,
I don't know how that works.
Figure out what a bird is.
You wait for it to lay an egg.
And if it lays
then
an
that's
egg,
the girl.
Did he ever lay an egg?
She?
I don't know. Did she ever lay an egg?
I don't know.
Well, Big Bird was on the Christmas special.
Yeah.
Singing in the background.
He had a scarf on, right?
La, la, la. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Listen, follow that bird.
It's an all-time great movie.
All-time great movie. It was the first movie I saw in theaters.
Mm-hmm. There ain't no mountain you can't climb. You just hang on tight and just make up your mind. And when you set your heart to moving on, no, there ain't no road too long.
Do you know who wrote that?
Not Willie Nelson.
The other guy.
The other guy.
Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, Waylon Jennings.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
One little star shining all through the night.
You are sick. You've got something wrong in your brain.
I wish I could use it for good, you know, for the sake of humanity.
Yeah, you know songs from when we're 6 years old. Mm-hmm. The lyrics.
Yeah.
Like, not just the chorus, but verse two. Like, you might be able to pull out verse one and maybe the chorus.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know verse two and sometimes the bridge.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
I don't know how I do it, and I don't know until I start singing it. Like, it comes out with the music.
Yeah.
I might be autistic. Maybe that sounds like a thing. That would explain.
That would explain a lot. Yeah. Hmm. Huh.
And that's how it manifests.
Yeah. So I tease this at the end of last episode. And I just want to tell the story really quick. When we were kids, we talk about VHS tapes because we lived in the country and there was three stations to choose from. CBS, well, four. CBS, ABC, NBC, and PBS.
And Fox.
Well, as we got a little bit older, Fox developed. Yes. So then we went from four to five. And that was a big deal.
4, 6, 10, 28, 34.
Yes. And... our whole life, we had five stations to choose from.
And that was it.
That was it. And if we didn't want to watch something on those five stations, we would pop in a VHS tape.
Yeah.
Starting at age 10, maybe a little bit younger, maybe age 8 or 9, about once a week, Listen.
I know.
About once a week. And you saw, I mean, you're witness to this.
Yeah.
About once a week. People won't believe this because it doesn't even make sense today.
It doesn't make sense.
Like a kid today, that doesn't make any sense.
They don't even know what a channel is.
No. Well, we had an antenna, which, you know, broadcasts these signals through the air, and you would receive it and plug it in, right?
Yeah.
And about once a week, starting at age 8 or 9, our TV had, there's no remote control, but there was a number pad, and there was a channel up and a channel down. And I would start at channel 3. When you turn on the TV, it says 3. And I would hit up, pause, up, pause, up, pause.
Yeah.
Up. And I would go through the entire thing, and once it hit, I don't know, like 89 or something like that, it would flip back to channel 3. Okay? I did this for years. 365 days a year. No, I did it once a week, like on a Saturday. 52
times a year.
52 times a year for probably about 4 years. At age like 11 or 12,
yeah,
something magical happened.
It did.
I'm going up.
66.
67.
Yeah.
68.
I think it,
I think it was a Saturday. It was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And a station appeared.
This is how big of a deal this is. I remembered it was a Saturday.
Yes. Yes. It was a Saturday. It was a Saturday morning.
It feels like, okay, here's what we're going to do. Stop.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna say the month that I thought it was.
I think I know the month.
Okay. So we're going to say.
On three.
Okay. Ready? One, two, three.
March.
Oh! Oh! That's the first time that's ever happened.
Oh my gosh.
That was,
it was
completely. It was March. It was definitely March.
It was March.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I mean, let's just stop the show now. It's not going to get better than that.
No, that's the best ever. I can't believe that. It was March. It was March.
It had to be March.
Let's see what year it would have been.
That I can't tell you.
92, maybe. Yeah. Something like that. Maybe 91, 92.
And so a random Saturday in March.
Yes.
You wake up.
I'm flipping through the channels because I'm tired of watching the same old cartoon. I'm 12 years old at this point. I'm like, I don't want
to
watch cartoons.
I'm ready to move on. I'm waiting for Gladiators to come on, and I got to watch something until then.
That's right. And channel 66, nothing. 67, when I say nothing, it means white static. Like, I hit 68. Channel comes on, and it was a Bruce Lee movie.
Yeah.
And I remember I was fascinated. I'm like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Because there's cartoons on the other. Here I'm, 12-year-old boy, and I'm watching Kung Fu on a Saturday morning.
It was pretty sweet.
Bruce Lee, of all people.
Yeah.
It was the Bruce Lee Chuck Norris, where there's like the fighting competition. It was I don't know what it's called, but it was a fantastic movie. At age 12, it was fantastic. And that changed my life.
Yeah.
For about 2 or 3 years.
It was a big deal.
It was a huge deal. And so 68 opened up a whole new world.
You'd go to school, tell your friends about it. Whatever. There's not a 68. Dude, I'm telling you.
Go home.
You turn to channel 68.
You're going to get something.
Something's going to come up. And all of our friends are like, yeah, we watched Nickelodeon.
Yeah. They all had cable because they lived in town. We lived in the country. There was no cable.
Yeah.
Unless you had a satellite dish. One of the huge, big satellite dishes. We didn't have that. No. So, I mean, it was fantastic. And I will remember that day. I don't remember the birth of like my third kid, fourth kid, maybe even fifth kid. I don't remember. I kind of remember Estelle. She was my first.
Yeah.
I don't really remember Harrison all that. Well, I do remember Harrison a little bit. After once you get to 3 or 4 or 5, it's all the same.
No, yeah.
But I remember that day when we discovered Channel 68. And it came out of Mansfield. And that was the weird thing too, because all of the stations prior to that came out of Columbus.
Columbus.
And so it's like Columbus, Columbus, Columbus.
It's all about Columbus.
Now, Mansfield. I'm getting a Mansfield
station. What is Mansfield?
Why do it's they another have town. It's another city.
Do you ever have your remote, like at the TV, and you turn something on Netflix or whatever, and you're not sure if you're going to watch it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just, like you have surfing. This sense, like, I want to, you know, I'm going to watch a couple minutes of it and decide whether I want to stay with this thing or whether I'm going to just pull the plug. So I realized that I do something, and I'm curious if you do the same thing, is that I will I'll click it and I'll turn it on, but I keep the remote in my hand like this. You know what I mean? Just until I decide that I want to watch it. And I didn't know I was doing it until one day I turned something on, and I think I had held it for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, why is this? What am I? Why is this still in my hand? What am I? You know what I mean? Like, and I put it down. You know.
Yeah.
And so, do you do that?
Well, I haven't. My chair is a recliner.
What do you got going on? Like, what kind of
no, I've got a recliner. I've got a recliner, and I've got two armrests. Mm-hmm. So I rest my arm on the armrest, and I hold the remote.
You know the worst.
So
kind of
I don't
chair,
like hold it up.
The worst kind of chair is an armrest that's too low. Like that, yes. Like slopes down. And it's like it's like. What am I? I don't even have armrest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Jeez. Has there ever been a time in our life where you have not spilt something on one of my MacBooks sitting right there? There's some coffee on it. You have spilt mm-hmm. and destroyed more things.
Yes, but I can remember lyrics to music. So, you know, it's what you get. It's a trade-off. I remember lyrics and I spill things.
Yeah. Spill and break things.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like my kids. They spill things and they break things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. That's my first thing. Channel 68.
Channel 68's your first thing?
Yeah, it's my first thing.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see.
I mean, I've got more things.
I actually did want to talk about Big Bird. I wanted to talk a little bit about Sesame Street, but I think we kind of hit it. Bert and Ernie, what's their deal? They were
ahead of their time.
They buds? They friends?
Best of buds.
Roommates?
Yes, all of the above.
Anything more?
You know, I don't care to delve into that.
When's the first time you had that thought? Like, wait a minute.
I don't think about it.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin my childhood. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time so much fun.
We're both follically challenged. We don't have a good head of hair. I mean, we could grow hair, and some hair would grow.
Yes.
But it would look awful.
Yes.
And it's better just to shave it.
I think so.
You just got to know, you know what?
It's time.
That's a fight that I'm just not worth fighting. Yeah. It's not worth fighting anymore.
Yes.
And so we both made that decision quite a few years ago. I don't know. It's probably been...
like the way you say it. You know, we've given it a lot of thought.
Mm-hmm. I did give it.
And I'm going to have to make a decision.
Yeah.
I'm shaving my head. Much toil.
It wasn't like the heavy, but it's a big decision. It's
like,
I mean, this is a big deal. I remember that what happened for me is I would say it was probably 10 years ago, maybe 11 years ago, based upon the age of my kids. And we had recently gone somewhere and played putt-putt, and I was helping Michaela, who would have been about 4-5 years old at the time, somewhere around there. I was helping her, so I was leaning over, helping her putt-putt, and somebody had taken that opportunity to take a picture.
Yeah.
And I saw the top of my head, and it was a lot thinner, the hair was, than I realized.
Yeah.
And I was like, Erica, I'm losing my hair. Like, this is, she's like, you know, a little bit. And I was like, well, that's it. I'm shaving it. And I literally got up and went straight to the barber.
You left on hole number seven.
Yeah. The moment I
okay,
saw the
kids,
picture.
Okay, kids, that's it. I got to go get a haircut.
So I got to get a haircut. I said, shave it all off. And I've never looked back since. Michaela like cried when she saw because she was so little. She's like, what's happening, you know?
Dad.
So even though that was maybe 11 years ago when that happened, and I was like, she still remembers. She's like, I remember that was a big deal. Even though that was 11 years ago, I realized that when I'm swimming and I, you know, playing around with the kids and stuff, your head goes underwater. Still, even to this day, when I'm swimming, I get out of the water. I still go like that when I get out of the water. I don't know why I do it because there's no point. You know what I mean? It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But every single, I come out of the water and I go like that. And it just hit me. And I realized I did it about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I'm not going to do that anymore. But I can't not do it. Like, it's like blinking or breathing. I have to do it.
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I don't think I do that.
You might be surprised.
I don't remember. Stella, do you remember me with hair? No. I think I shaved my hair before you.
Yeah, I think you did.
And same thing. You make the choice. This is my new life. About a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, I thought, well, let me just explore what it might look like if I start to grow it out.
Oh, really?
I got about 3 or 4 weeks in. I'm like, nah, it's going off.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
At 1 week, every Saturday night, for me, that's I shave my head.
I do about twice a week. Do you Bic it or do you electric?
I electric. Electric on the, just no guard, just electric.
I like Bicking it.
And I don't.
Yeah.
I have moles that I would catch, you know, so it wouldn't work for me.
Psh, psh, spouting blood.
Yeah, sure. So the other day, Levi and I are driving home separately. We have two vehicles, humble brag. I know. They're both minivans. So we happen to have...
2008 and a 2009 minivan.
Yeah. So 7 and 8, I think, is what they are. So we're driving home, and he's right in front of me. I'm right behind him, you know, going home. And it's the route that we take home, you know, almost every day.
Yeah.
But I've noticed when I've ridden with him driving, he takes a different way home than I ever take.
Yeah.
Like he's found his own little route.
Yeah.
Then he's like, I'm not going to go the way Dad goes. I'm going to go my own way because I think this way is faster. He asked me one day, he was like, do you think this way is faster? I was like, it might be. I don't know. I don't think so. I said, I think the way I normally go is the faster way. But you're talking not a major difference,
right.
You know. He's like, well, I think this way is faster. And I'm like, okay, you go this way. I don't care, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm driving. And the way that he goes, he turns right before I turn right. And then I go a little bit further. And then I turn right. So I see him turn right. Okay.
And you speed
What's up. The right thing to
you
do?
You speed up. Because you're going to beat him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want him to know.
That your way's better.
Listen, Dad knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I'm going this way, there's a reason I'm going this way.
That's right.
So my goal was, and I don't think one way is faster than the other. I think it depends on maybe cars and how long you have to wait. There's not a big difference, you know. I went so fast through our neighborhood. Like, it was not safe.
Yeah.
You know, but I went so fast.
It's worth it.
My thought was, I want to not only beat him, but I want to be
sitting on the couch.
Well, ideally, I wanted to be sitting on the couch. That's what I wanted. But I didn't quite make it. But I was walking in the house when he was like pulling up, you know? And so we didn't mention it. Like, I didn't, like, he didn't mention it.
Right.
But I know he, he knows.
Yeah.
That's the right thing to do as a dad, right?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I thought so. It was a good feeling.
That is a good feeling.
I mean, I drove way too fast. It made me think, like, his way has to be faster because as fast as I drove. Do you think he did the same, though?
I don't know. He's more cautious than you, I think.
Yeah.
Although, when you're 16, 17.
You would have, though, right?
Oh.
And Dad had been in that situation.
Well, here's what's interesting. This taught me a lesson when I was 16. We used to drive a half an hour to and from church.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty good drive.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was 16... we would drive home separately. We'd drive up because he would go straight from work and we would come up later, like on a Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I remember we left the church parking lot at the same time and I went fast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't going like 100 miles an hour fast, but I was pushing it.
Yeah.
And I pull into the driveway and about 5 minutes later, Dad pulls in.
Yeah.
And Dad doesn't speed.
Mm-hmm.
Dad drives the speed limit.
Yeah.
Maybe slightly under.
Yeah.
And I realized at that moment, it's like, it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, as fast as I went, it saved me 5 minutes over a 30-minute period.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I remember very vividly, like, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth it for a ticket? Is it worth it for an accident?
No, it's not.
It's not.
I have that conversation with Levi all the time, you know, because he'll want to go five miles over sometimes, you know, because he's been told, and he's right, that you're not going to get, he's like, yeah, but you're not going to get pulled over for going 5 miles over. I was like, yes, but what are you gaining? What is the benefit of going 5 miles over? Do you think it's, you know, you're driving in town, you think you're going to save 30 seconds? You think you're going to save 60 seconds?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Well, I point out to the kids all the time, I'm sure Estelle's tired of me pointing it out.
She's tired of a lot of things from
That's
you.
That's true, but we'll stop and, you know, some guy's speeding and he passes you, you know, and I'm like, and he speeds off and I'm like, you know what? I'll be sitting behind him at the next red light.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, I'm sitting behind him at the next red light.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he didn't gain anything.
We're sitting
at the exact same spot. Just take your time.
Best case scenario, he made the light before you and he gained a minute.
Yeah. And then
best case scenario.
He stopped at the next light while I'm going through the green light.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is old guy radio right here.
Listen, I know that. But listen, on a long trip, 5 minutes or 5 miles an hour does make a little difference.
Yeah, when I go to Montana.
Yeah. But I mean, still, you could shave off, you know, an hour.
But still, my mindset is the difference between 24 hours and 25 hours is like, what's the difference? You know what I mean? Like,
I know. I just hit hour 23. I'm like, oh, I just wish we were there.
Yeah. There.
Like,
yeah.
That is when it makes a difference.
It's and it's for us, it's about a 27 hour
adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Same thing. When we lived in Oklahoma, it was like 16 hours by the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it in 14.
Mm-hmm.
So I pushed it.
Yeah.
And really, 14,
part of the pushing it though is gas stops, you know, restroom stops.
Yes, yeah.
The thing that takes longer with kids is you just have to stop to go to the restroom a lot more.
Which is why I like to drive at night, drive through it. But once again, old guy radio. The older I get, I can't anymore.
Yeah,
I just get tired.
And in reality, driving at night is not as safe. You know, a deer jumps out.
Right.
And it's lots. Boy, this is old guy radio.
I know. And you gotta change your tire in the middle of the night because you ran over something.
That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So. I get two kind of. You know what? I
think about.
I'm not going to bring you a coffee anymore.
Think about what you're going to say.
Yeah,
and then say it. Don't let you sometimes. I've had three drinks today.
Okay,
this is number three. Guess my other two drinks.
Water?
No.
Sprite?
No.
Mountain Dew?
No.
Hot chocolate?
No.
Coffee?
This is coffee. Two others.
Tea?
No.
Root beer?
No. No soda drink. I had a Gatorade.
I don't know the last time I had a Gatorade. Honestly.
I had a Gatorade. I had a red Gatorade at 9 o'clock this morning.
When I was 16,
yeah,
I thought the healthiest thing I could do was drink a Gatorade. I was like, you know, I'm doing something. It's got freaking
hydrolytes. Hydrolytes. It's got hydrolytes in it.
Look at me being all healthy. So I'm drinking that Gatorade.
Straight sugar.
I mean, I was convinced, like, this is, you know.
Yeah.
You know what? I
got the hydrolytes.
You know, I was going to get a Snapple. Actually, I thought Snapple was healthy, too. Because it's like, it's got the word apple in it, you know. And they say an apple a day and all that stuff, so. Honestly, I don't even know last time I drank a Gatorade.
Yeah.
So you've had a Gatorade.
Yeah. Gatorade, a coffee.
And a...
margarita.
Margarita.
Yeah. So interesting choice of drinks today.
I've always enjoyed ordering a virgin Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
It's always a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, the waiter just loves it.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Yeah. I mean, he just thinks it's a riot.
We had lunch at Mi Jalapeno's today for work. Christmas lunch, and company's buying, so sure. I'm gonna spend a little extra.
Mm-hmm. Is it anybody's birthday? That's always fun.
Well, we said it was,
so it was. They brought the pie out.
They brought the pie out, smash it in the face. Yeah. So,
so sometimes I get in a comedic fight, what I would call, with my wife, an argument. That it's like funny and goofy. And I'm making a big deal about it. And
to the moon.
You know, and we're just, you know. And sometimes you get in a real fight.
Yeah.
You know, which is like, okay, this is a real thing. You know, we're having a real argument. And sometimes what starts off as a comedic fight turns into a real fight. And I never see them coming. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have...
Yeah.
The social awareness to know we just transitioned into a real thing.
Yeah.
So I'm still being, you know what I mean? You know, like funny guy, you know, but she's not in a funny mood anymore.
She's done.
But I think she's still in.
Do you think originally she started in the comedic mode?
Yeah, that happens.
Okay.
But I just didn't. So usually,
or you never recognized it from at all. She was like in it for the fight, and you were thinking it was a comedic.
That happens.
Okay,
I think the transition is where I get in trouble.
Yeah,
and usually it happens because I took a little bit too many liberties with the joking.
Yeah,
and sometimes I'll say things that I didn't even know were things that were not prudent to say. You know, and it was a few weeks ago, and I told Erica. She said something. I was like, you know what? You're a real piece of work, you know? Oh. And she did not like that phrase.
No.
And I thought it was, I was like, yeah, piece of work. That's not, she's like, no, that's not a, you know, and I said it like, I was like, it's almost like a term of endearment, you know? And she's like, no, it's not a term of endearment. It's you know, and so she did not appreciate me calling her a piece of work.
Yeah.
You know, you're a real piece of work. She did not like that.
I can see that.
And
yeah.
I really defended myself. I held my ground.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, it's not that big of a deal. This is not like, it's, you're a piece, you know what? You're a piece of work. You know,
you want a piece of cake? Yeah, a piece of work. Same thing.
It's a piece. I mean, it's piece. It's a piece. It's not all.
You're not the whole work. Yeah, you're just like a piece of work.
Full-time job. You're just a piece of work. And so she's like, no, that is not, it has never been said as a term of endearment. I'm like, I don't know. You could, you know. Yeah. And so since then, that phrase we've, while we've been watching television or, you know, whatever, has come up a few times.
Right.
And I got to tell you, every single time it is.
It's bad.
It's not a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's never anything. And so, So even because I can't help myself, sometimes I'll still like want to call her that, you know?
Yeah.
But she does not appreciate it.
We were watching, I don't even know what it was. Oh, it was the Macy's Day Parade. Which was totally lame, by the way.
Yeah.
But Santa rolls out, and on his float are a bunch of elves, and Santa's helpers. And then we see Mrs. Claus on the side of the float. And the announcers say, oh, and there's Santa's favorite helper. And Shelby's like, what do you mean helper? Like spouse or partner.
Helpmate.
Helpmate. Not,
it's
helper.
Biblical, actually. You know, I will Santa's make you a helpmate.
Santa's favorite helper. Totally knocking Mrs. Claus on line with the elves.
You know, it was, oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just another helper. The elves are helpers, and she's another helper.
You think she's the better than helper. An elf?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. You really, wow.
It's Mrs. Claus.
So, Shelby took umbrage to this?
She was offended. I didn't
Erica
care.
Was offended because the other day we were babysitting, there's this little girl that we babysit.
Well, so I say all that to say this. Hold that thought.
Yes.
I refer to her as my favorite helper now.
That's the right way to go.
You know, you're my favorite helper.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that doesn't go well.
My favorite, though. I mean.
Yeah, of all the helpers in this house. I mean, I've got five kids.
There can only be one favorite.
You're my favorite helper.
And that's you.
Yeah, she doesn't really care for that.
Really?
Yeah.
So
maybe say that to your wife and see what happens. You're my favorite helper.
When I get home, I'll give her a hug and say, you know what? You're my favorite helper. Just want to let you know.
Of all the helpers in my life, you're my favorite.
Yeah. I will tell you, if you ever want to, you know, make my wife mad, which I know you like to do.
You're a real piece of work.
Call her a piece of work. She'll lunge at you. She'll attack you.
I can't wait for the next family gathering. Yeah. It's going to happen.
We were babysitting a little girl the other day, and she's a big fan of the Wheels on the Bus go round and round. Yeah. I mean, when you put her on your lap, she just goes like this because she wants you to start doing that.
Yeah.
So I got tired of singing it, and so I said it's got to be a YouTube video.
Yeah.
So I pulled up this YouTube Wheels on the Bus video. It's got like 1.5 billion views.
Oh my gosh.
This one Wheels on the Bus. So it's a big deal, you know. And she's a fan. She'd seen it before because the moment I turned it on, like the
excitement,
like the first, that wasn't even the song. It was just the first graphic. She started like just.
Yeah. Is it the Ping Fong?
So excited. Pink Fong.
Yeah.
No, that's
like
his.
That.
That's the shark.
Baby Shark.
Baby Shark. This is Coco Melon.
Do, 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 do.
That's got like 300 billion views. Yeah. That's like the most watched thing all time.
I like Baby Shark.
So anyway, we're watching the Wheels on the Bus go round and round. And Erica got upset because they're going through all the things.
Yeah.
And then the mommies on the bus go, shh, 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 shh. You know, so the mommy is the killjoy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and then
yeah.
right after that, the daddies on the bus go, I love you.
Oh.
I love you. So the mom is, yeah. shh, shh, shh. And the dad is, I love you.
Yeah.
And she's like, why is the, that's like, you know.
That's pretty
that was,
great.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, the mom, it's like you're on a bus, we're having fun, we're all singing, we're doing all this stuff. The mom's like, shh, shh, like no more fun.
I love you.
And the dad's like, I love you. Yeah, and she didn't like that either. You know what? I think the problem with women here, can I do this? Is this okay?
I don't know. I don't know what you're going to say.
The problem with women is they're just too emotionally invested in things that they ought not be invested in.
We have a large woman audience.
So fat you women? Wanna- We have our audience is large women.
I don't know.
You said that.
We have the number of women that watch this show. Greater than a few.
Okay.
You've just offended.
You said we have an audience of large women, and I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying. Here's the problem with women, okay? This is the end of the show. Most people haven't made it this far. Here's the problem with women. They care too much about stuff that they just don't have any, you know, why have any emotional, I only have so much emotional energy that I can spend.
Because you're a man.
Because I'm a man, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I cry when I watch Rudy.
Yeah.
I cry when I watch Hoosiers.
Yeah.
I cry when I watch Turner and Hooch.
Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
And I save it for that. And that's it, you know.
Birth of a Child.
I'll shed a tear.
A tear. A single tear.
It'll be a touching moment, though.
Yeah.
And I might even well up sometimes. Like, yeah. I would say when I watched the Rubik's Cube documentary, I'd say I welled up.
Yes, I agree.
But I'm still holding on to those tears.
Yeah.
Because I got to save them because I'm going to watch Rudy. You know. The problem with women is just too much, like, don't care about those things. Let those things be.
Yeah.
That's got the mommy on the bus. That's not you. You know what I mean? Nobody's saying that's you. You know? Santa's little helper. Or whatever. You know what I mean? That's not, you know?
Yeah.
Why?
Except when we bring it up later.
Well, yeah.
You're my favorite helper.
I think that's us helping them, though. Like, yes. Do you see how silly this is?
Yeah.
Do you see how ridiculous you're being? Like, that sort of tone.
Yeah, they don't enjoy that. Yeah. Do you see how stupid right now? Look at it. You want me to get my video camera? I will video you crying over this stupid thing.
This is dumb. Don't be so stupid.
Yeah.
You're not stupid, but what you're doing is so stupid.
Which makes you stupid.
Should we include this in the episode?
No, I'm cutting it out. You know, I'll watch the show in our living room, you know, just watch it. I'm not going to watch this one in my living room.
Listen, for the record, I'm a big fan of women.
I love women.
I prefer them above men. What higher compliment could I give?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But.
Favorite helper.
Piece of work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't mean they're flawless. I'm not saying women are.
You need to add these things. Next time, you're a real piece of work. And when she goes, shh.
So I say.
When she comes back.
I say, hey, you're my favorite helper.
You're my favorite helper.
And then she's like, what do you mean? You're a real piece of work.
Shh.
And then.
And then you're sleeping on the couch.
That's the whole thing right there.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
Well, that's a show.
Yeah.
You know what? Go home to your family and...
to your favorite helpers.
To your favorite helpers, all of them. Tell them you love them. And we hope you have a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
But mostly a Merry Christmas.
Yeah. That's what we care about.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget about old acquaintance. And if it's forgot.
Yeah.
How's that go?
Should all acquaintance
be forgot and never brought to mind? Should all acquaintance
I don't know.
Be forgot and days of old anxiety? I don't know what that means. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit.
Good dogs. And Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.